This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Start your new career with H&K Group Incorporated. H&K Group wants to offer you the opportunity to be part of the industry leader. 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. Visit hkgroup.com and apply today. H&K Group does not discriminate. Experience more with H&K.
Amy Marks Corps, Chris Ranji on 104.1 FM KMOX, and it is time to go to the guest line today, and we thought we'd bring in somebody who has a history here at this wonderful radio station. In fact, I think it's the only place he's ever worked. Joe Buck is with us on KMOX. How's it going, Joe?
It's going great. The weather's turned. It's kind of nice out. And baseball's right around the corner, so all things are good.
Hey, and baseball's right around the corner for you. You're returning to a national call for the first time in a handful of years.
Yeah, it's exciting. You know, it's been 4 years. I am doing Yankees Brewers on opening day on Thursday, and kind of fell out of the sky for me. ESPN asked, they had a need for a play-by-play guy, and I submitted my resume, and they accepted it. And so up to New York we go. My daughters live up there, which is awesome. So we're bringing the whole family, my little boys, and we're going to make it a family trip. So the Bucks go to New York starting, I guess, tomorrow morning.
No, that's super fun. And you were obviously calling football, Monday Night Football, and honestly, did the 4 years go by quickly where you feel like you're jumping back into the booth to call a baseball game, or does it feel like it's been a long time?
It feels like it's been a long time, and it shouldn't. I've watched a ton of baseball, obviously, since then, but it feels like it's been forever. So I'm excited to get back, give it a shot, kind of exercise those muscles again. It's a part of my DNA, so I feel like I'll fall back into it. But I'm working with two guys, Joe Girardi and Bill Schroeder. Both guys do local stuff. One, Joe does it for the Yankees. Bill does it for the Brewers. So I'll lean on them like I used to lean on McCarver or Smoltz, and just, you know, have fun. I think the main thing is having fun with it and just, you know, remembering that anybody watching that game just wants to watch the Brewers and the Yankees. They don't really care who's calling it. So I'll do my best and go home and see my kids after the game. It'll be great.
Well, when you make that decision, because it was your decision to step away for a while, how long does it take before you realize, oh, man, I miss it and I want to get back in there?
You know, it's kind of a multi-layered answer. I think at this stage in my life, being 55 and having done it for 35 years and done, you know, a lot of World Series and a lot of All-Star games, I feel like I've checked a lot of boxes that I never even expected to check. When I was a kid and, you know, I was growing up here, all I wanted to do was be my dad. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to be the Cardinals announcer. I never thought of doing national games. That wasn't something that I aspired to. And so I did way more than I ever dreamed I would. And so once I had the chance to leave Fox and go to ESPN and do Monday Night Football, I think the balance kind of tipped in the favor of I'd rather free up my schedule, be around my young boys who are now just about to turn seven, not have a month of October where I'm just going all over the place, and just kind of make a big change in my life. And I think that outweighs the yearning to do baseball on a national level. I did a game last year with Chip Carey, loved that. It's the local stuff really that I miss, which is where I started, where you get to kind of root for a team and, you know, you're happy when they win, you're sad when they lose, and you're the eyes and ears of in St. Louis's case, Cardinals fans everywhere. So it's a long way of saying, I think it came at the right time in my life and I'm excited to do a game and just kind of do it for the heck of it, have fun with it, and then go about my life without it.
Well, obviously the local stuff, so important to St. Louis. The Buck family, synonymous with the city of St. Louis and St. Louis Cardinals baseball in so many ways. And I guess I'll break this news here, Joe, since it is the 100th anniversary of KMOX. I think our boss Steve Moore said, we are bringing back Christmas with the Bucks, and so Chris Ronji and I will show up at your house on Christmas morning with the recording crew and everything. It'll be great.
Oh, my God. It's a fun. I was just thinking about it this morning. It was great doing that as a little boy and growing up, you know, kind of on the radio like we were the Partridge Family. But as the years went on and I got older, I was like, can I just sleep on Christmas morning? But we had engineers in the house and my dad, I mean, they lined up so many different musical acts and I had friends coming over and then I was interviewing friends of mine and, you know, it was a lot. But that was kind of my dad and it made all the sense in the world for him because he loved that kind of stuff. He loved people and he would get letters. And back then it was letters from people in nursing homes and people who had maybe lost family and were alone on Christmas morning. And it made them feel like they were surrounded by family and friends. And that made it all worthwhile. So it was interesting. I'll use that word, doing that every year, but, you know, I think all in all, the net of it was really fun and cool to do.
That was a very long way to say we're not invited. That's
you're not invited.
I still can't believe when we talk about that. I'm like, I can't believe
they did it.
They did that.
It's wild.
And really groundbreaking. That's the original Keeping Up with the Kardashians, kind of.
Yeah, it was without a lot of the drama. It was great. I mean, I some of my earliest memories are of Christmas morning and, you know, my dad would have Stan Musial come over and Ozzie Smith and Brett Hull and Kelly Chase. And then my mom would line up all these different singers and there'd be a piano player and there'd be a little orchestra, all of this in our living room. And they would wire it and we would just kind of go. So I don't know. It was neat. And it's some of my fondest memories. Every Christmas was that. And at the beginning, we used to go down to the station. So it moved from downtown to our house. I think that must have been my dad's give back. Like, okay, we're not all getting up and driving down, but if you want to do it in our house, which seems like an even bigger ask, come on over.
But again, it was Jack Buck, so whatever he wanted, that was going to happen, right?
Yeah. No, I think between he and Bob Hyland, who ran KMOX and was just a titan in this city, you know, they kind of made their own rule.
Yeah. Obviously, Joe, growing up with your dad being Jack Buck and the Cardinals and KMOX and all of that, did that feel normal, like not extraordinary until you hit a certain age and then you realized, or did it always feel somewhat special?
It felt special for sure. And I think it felt normal. Obviously you only know one way. And so that's just what I was born into. It was the greatest greatest thing ever. I mean, I had a great father. I had a mom who, you know, did so much because my dad was traveling a lot. But I think the age is, you know, when my friends would come over and they would freak out when they heard my dad, like in the kitchen, and be like, "Oh my God, that's Jack Buck talking. He just told us to take the garbage out. That's unbelievable." And I'm like, "Yeah, it's my dad." And, you know, I wasn't the smartest kid as a little boy. I remember, going up to the TV when I saw him on TV thinking he was stuck in there. My mom joked about that, when I was a little boy. So obviously I wasn't too bright. But it just was, you know, he was my dad and he was a great dad. He was very, very loving. And, you know, but I do feel like I and we shared him with the city, which was awesome. But at every big family dinner, we had people that would just come up to the table all night. And my dad was not the type to go, "Hey, you know, we're eating here. Well, I'll do whatever after we're finished." He's like, "Yeah, pull up a chair. I met you in Paducah back in 1974. You know, he just, that's how he got his life was. And so, you know, we got that all back when he passed away, and there were people on the highway, as we made our way out to Jefferson Barracks and the cemetery out there, you know, saluting him and, you know, just applauding and, you know, whatever it was like, my God, this man had such an unbelievable reach in this city. And it wasn't just because of the Cardinals. It was because of the fundraising and the banquets and the, you know, the handshakes and the moments in coffee shops and bars and whatever it was. He just made people feel really special, and it's because they made him feel special. So it was an awesome example to see.
If you love your phone but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
As a little boy,
I met your dad once when I was interning at this station in 1998, and he came into the sports office and I was the only other person in there. And I think I was waiting for Randy, or I'm not sure. And he didn't say anything. And then after a few seconds, he introduced himself and I said, "Oh, I'm Chris." And I told him my name, and he waited a little longer and he said, "Ranji, what the hell kind of name is that?" that was my interaction with Jack Buck.
Oh, and I love that. I can hear it. What the hell kind of name is that? But that's because his mind is probably going, "All right, Ranji, how many Ranjis have I met in St. Louis? Did I meet?" And then he's probably stumped. So he didn't like being stumped.
Yeah. It was awesome, but he
cast a long shadow, but I think, you know, with the interactions he had with people at the station, like Randy Carricker or Steve, who you talked about earlier, Steve Moore, or, you know, whoever it was, young people that were around the station, you know, I mean, your interaction is a little different, but I do think that he would usually take the time to kind of, you know, let somebody know that he was watching or he was listening or he was there to help if need be or whatever it was. He just was a generous guy. And I, it's great following him into this business because I've never had to worry about the second half of the sentence whenever somebody says, hey, I worked with your dad back in, 1984. And I know the next part of the sentence is going to be, man, he was so nice. What a great guy. He just treated everybody the right way. Instead of, I would imagine some people when they say, they hear I worked with your dad back 30 years ago, they're ducking for whatever's coming next. And he just was consistent, I think is the best way to put it. He was consistently a good guy that really went out of his way for people and was very generous. And so that's a good way and good thing to see as a kid. A dad that took that kind of interest in other people.
You've been pretty open, Joe, about being a Buck and that helping you get your start in broadcasting. When did you feel like it was all you and you were no longer Jack Buck's son?
I think I could live to be 95 and okay. I will still feel the same way. It's especially in this city, until a certain amount of people pass away, I am going to be known as Jack Buck's kid. I'm 55 years old. And, it made more sense when I was, 24 doing it or 18 on KMOX, which was when I made my grand debut, thanks to nepotism. but I think when you're kind of inundated with that, it just becomes a part of you. So I don't think there will ever be a day where I am thinking, oh, well, this is all me, because it's not. I was doing sports reports on afternoon drive time at 18 years old. And, wow. And if my last name wasn't Buck, I wouldn't have been doing it. I was doing AAA baseball at 19. And if my last name wasn't Buck, I wouldn't have been doing it. I was doing the Cardinals at 21. And if my last name wasn't Buck, I wouldn't have been doing it. And then Fox comes along and I auditioned and I went out to LA, and had I bombed the audition, I wouldn't have gotten hired at Fox, but I had the audition because my last name was Buck. So the entire beginnings of my career, all are tied to my dad and what he was able to do as a Depression era kid who made the most of a GI Bill that allowed him to go to Ohio State and get, a college education and then become a young announcer in the minor leagues and then in St. Louis. And I mean, all of the hard work that he put in, I benefit from. So I will never, and I don't, it doesn't bother me. I will never think of it as just me. This has kind of been a father-son thing and will be forever.
But you could also say, too, because you were a Buck, yes, there were some opportunities, but what an incredible mentor or instructor that you could watch in the same way if you were the son of a famous chef and you grew up in the kitchen, you'd have a lot of experience and knowledge, too. So that also folds into it.
Totally. And I'm very proud or happy that I paid attention, as a kid. It's one thing to have the entree and to have access, but I also, paid attention and then worked hard. And I think, all that stuff goes into it. But I had a master class every night. I would sit in the far right seat in the KMOX broadcast booth down on the same level as my dad and Mike Shannon and Colin Jarrett, their longtime engineer before him, Tom Barton. And I would have a one can headphone up to my ear and I'd be watching my dad and Mike call the game. I'd be watching the game with my own eyes. I'd have access to the game notes and watch him keep score and figure out how to do that at a young age. And I just watched that kind of symphony happen in front of me every night. And, I guess I had no option but to pay attention, but I loved it. And I love the excitement of it. So, it opens doors, but you still have to step through it. and all of them, and you have to deliver. And if you don't, you'll be gone. I mean, I'm not an idiot. I know that if my dad's been gone for 22 years, and he never worked at ESPN, as far as I can tell. So, I probably wouldn't be there if I didn't do a decent job. But, you know, just as far as who I am and what I am and why I am, I mean, that is all because of my dad and my mom, but at least professionally because of my dad.
Well, Joe, it's great to talk to you. We're glad to have you part of the family here. And we hope that we get to, have the opportunity to talk to you again. It's a big day for us here at KMLX. So it was great to have you with us.
No, well, it's my pleasure. And, you know, I was just doing the math. This is the 100th anniversary.
Yeah.
My dad would be 100 if he were still alive, yeah. Which is pretty crazy. kind of nuts, but you know, KMLX is a part of my family, and I owe so much to the radio station and to Bob Hyland and to everybody there. So I'm honored to be on. Thank you,
Joe. Thank you very much.